The following is another Power 99 sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Fidelke off the crossover, into the corner. Ball tap, but Morgan runs it down from Ashland. Spin move in the paint, got by Hadwiger, cut off by Stokebrand. Kicks it out to Sklenar. 18-footer no good. Larson rebound, back up and in, and draws the foul.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle in Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Power 99 Sports Club.
Mers in the paint, tries to find O'Brien. What a pass over the double team, and Logan lays it up and in on the assist from Dylan Mers.
After a loss to Ord last week, both girls' teams bounce back with victories and look to start a winning streak tonight. The Kearney Catholic boys look to stay undefeated and knock off their old conference rivals. It's the Stars and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Power 99 Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna High School. It is time for Power 99's Tuesday Night Basketball as the Ravenna Blue Jays welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars, a longtime rivalry game from back in the Lou Platte Conference. But the teams come in with a little bit different look here tonight. From time to time, you had some top five and even one versus one matchups in C1 and C2. Our girls' game should be the better of it tonight. The Ravenna boys still waiting for Trey Meath. He was cleared, according to Coach Habe, just today. Won't play, but could be phased back into the lineup here as they get closer to their holiday and that pre-holiday tournament going on over at Pleasanton. So that's good news, the leading scorer for this basketball team that has played tough. But, boy, for the Ravenna boys, what do you want? They have played three games, and all three of the teams that they have played remain undefeated. Amherst, Ansley, Litchfield, and Burwell. Kearney Catholic's undefeated, and the team they play on Thursday, Southern Valley, is 4-1 on the season. They have a juggernaut to start things out here. For the girls, Ravenna's 3-1. Both teams have lost to Ord. Ravenna lost to them Thursday night, and Kearney Catholic on Friday in one of the stranger games that we've seen, where this was a 7-point game at half, and Ord ended up going out and winning the ball game by 40. But Ord bounced back, or Kearney Catholic bounced back Saturday afternoon and rolled Alliance, and Ravenna was able to beat Burwell last Friday night. So 3-1 for the Jays, 2-2 for the Stars. Should be a good one here tonight. We'll look at the starting lineups as the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show continues right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
If you're looking for that perfect pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Tim's Auto in Kearney for the finest pre-owned vehicles around. Want to talk hassle-free? See Tim and his sales team. For a hassle-free car purchase, you'll be in and out with your quality pre-owned vehicle in no time. Financing is always available. Tim's Auto, 825 East 25th Street in Kearney. Voted best in Kearney 6 years and counting. Tim's Auto is a proud sponsor of today's broadcast and wish the area student athletes good luck in the competition.
Well, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls varsity basketball action between the Jays and the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And let's start with the visiting Stars of Kearney Catholic. Here's how their lineup looks tonight, as it'll be the same five, and Coach Petrie likes to do that. He very rarely will change the starting five throughout the season. He rotates in his girls, but the starting five, unless there's an injury, usually remains the same. So for the Stars tonight, here's how things stack up. Number 3, 5'11" junior is Ashley Keck. She does lead the team in scoring right now at 10.5 points per ball game, just ahead of Liv Norrie, number 11, to 5'5 junior, 10 points a game. Number 12, 5'8 senior, is Ashlyn Wishmeyer. Number 22, 5'5 sophomore, Jenna Cruzzi. And number 45, 6 foot junior, Kyla Reifenrath. The head coach of the Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Caitlin Petrie. Kearney Catholic is 2-2 on the season with the wins so far over Holdridge and Alliance. They're 2-0 on Saturday. And on the losing side, they fell to Sutton and to Ord. We will take a look at the starting lineup for the Ravenna Lady Jays right after this on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
We continue on with our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, wearing double zero is 5'6 sophomore Tori Sklarnar. Sklarnar averages just under 13 points a game as the leading scorer. Number 3, 5'4 sophomore Morgan Fidelke, just over 7 points. Number 4, 5'10 senior is Allison Larson. Number 10, Ashlyn Fidelke, is a 5'2 senior. And number 20 is 5'9 senior Callie Coulter. Actually, the second leading scorer for the Jays comes off the bench in Kennedy Hurt. The head coach of the Lady Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dale Zorb, Aaron Jarvie, and Bailey Shermer. They are 3-1 on the season with wins over Amherst, Ansley Litchfield, and Burwell, with a loss to Ord. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations near you. Kearney Catholic comes in good shape, and Ravenna suiting 10. No injuries. They'll see 15 on the roster if you're here in the gym, but some of the younger kids just playing in the reserve role. And that is your injury report brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. Kearney Catholic Ravenna, the annual rivalry, tips off right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Masters True Value proudly supports all area athletes on and off the field. For great service after the sale, shop Masters True Value, East Highway 30, Kearney. Locally owned and operated, Andy and his crew are masters of all things hardware. Shop local for great service.
And you have been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer, as the ball is in the air from Mr. Morachik. Chris puts it up, and the ball will be controlled here by the Ravenna Jays as Kearney Catholic comes out, wants to play a little bit of a matchup here, top of the circle with it. Good ball movement early on. Callie Coulter picked up here by Keck, way out at the top of the circle. Over to the right wing, they'll get it to Fidelke, rotating around here, trying to get that backdoor cut, and Sklarnar was there, but they didn't get it to her. So they'll reverse it right side to Larson. Off the dribble drive, nowhere to go. Already 40 seconds chewed up here in the first quarter, and Ravenna hasn't really got the ball inside the arc yet, being patient. On the left-hand dribble, Fidelke to the high post, gives it to Coulter. Keck makes her go to the right-hand dribble, pokes at the ball, can't get it over to Fidelke on the left wing. long opening possession. Great patience here by Ravenna, but equally great defense by the Stars. Finally get it down to the low block to Larson, but kicks it back out. How about that? How many times do you go 1 minute in a game and never see anybody take a shot? And it eventually is going to be turned over as Kyler Reifenrath tips the ball and steals it away as they went for an entry pass. And now Keck brings it the other way. The defender, Coulter, falls down. She misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and Keck will kick it out top with a left-hand drive. Here comes the layup up and in by Liv Norrie, and Kearney Catholic will have the first 2 points of the basketball game. Little full-court zone pressure. Looks like the Stars 1-3-1, which is unusual. Fidelke gets a nice screen but makes a wraparound pass, and it's going to be blocked away from behind by Liv Norrie. The ball loose, and Kearney Catholic comes away with it. Not sure why Fidelke didn't take the shot. She had a clear path, was right at the hoop, and made the pass around a defender. So Reifenrath, top of the key, into Keck. Turnaround jumper off the window with the left hand from the left block, and it's up and in. And Kearney Catholic has hit their first 2 buckets of the ball game. Ravenna wants to run, but the outlet passes over the head of Allison Larson. And the second turnover here for the Jays. Head coach Noah Malsby not going to wait any longer. Timeout on the floor, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. We're 2 minutes in. Kearney Catholic 4, Ravenna nothing.
Transmission problems, sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520 Avenue Q or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way.
Also going on tonight on our airwaves, 1230 a.m. KHAS, the Adams Central Patriots are at St. Paul. That should be a dandy doubleheader. All four teams are in good shape. And, of course, you can hear all of our games as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. As Ravenna presses, but Kearney Catholic breaks it, kicks it in the corner, and Norrie, nothing but twine. Three-pointer for Liv Norrie. And the Lady Stars, who couldn't throw it in the ocean against Ord, have hit their first 3 shots here. Ravenna breaks the press with a long outlet pass to Fidelke in the right-hand corner. Ashland picks it up, needs some help. Trapped there by Norrie, tries to throw it to Coulter. Good catch in the paint. She'll put the shot up from 5, but it rims out. And the rebound brought down by Ashley Keck. Man, Coulter made such a great catch in traffic. And then the ball spun out and is no good. I don't know if I can do the rest of the ball game. It's not a head on a stick, but it's Rick Petrie's head on a sign on the far side over there. And he's smiling. How did they get that? As the drive-in, Cruzy on the right block puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down here by the Jays and Morgan Fidelke, but the outlet pass stolen away, and Ravenna turns it over for the third time. As Wischmeyer comes down, makes contact with Fidelke, up to Norrie for 3 more, but that's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Keck, she'll power it up, and it sits on the rim. She'll get her own rebound the second time now, but her pass is going to be knocked away, and Kearney Catholic will turn it over for the first time. 7-0, the Stars out to an early lead here with 4:45 to go in the first. There's a backdoor cut, but Fidelke's layup won't go. And Reifenrath with the rebound. So they got the play they wanted, just couldn't finish. How about a pull-up three for Keck? That's off the front of the iron, no good. Sklenar will get the rebound. And here come the Jays, coast to coast. Torrey decides to stop when she's cut off by Keck. Kick it out to the wing. It's picked away from Fidelke. Turnover number 4 for the Jays. Both teams have had turnover problems in the first 2 weeks, as the coaches have told us. Reifenrath in the paint takes a fadeaway over Larson. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Callie Coulter. And here come the Jays, still looking for their first points of the game, and we're halfway through the first quarter. 7-0, Kearney Catholic. Norrie with 5 of those, including a 3. Coulter, right wing, holds the ball and a bounce pass up top. Gets it to Fidelke. No 3-point attempts yet. Of course, the Stars are playing a pretty tight man-to-man. It's not like they've had a lot of looks. Fidelke, top of the circle. Get it to Ashland. Want some dribble penetration. Coach Hay wants a little dribble drive, maybe the kick. Top of the circle. Sklenar now in the right-hand corner. Lob into Larson. No backside help. She gets it. She puts it up. She scores. And a late whistle. A foul on Keck. Did get her on the arm there a little bit. Really didn't affect the shot, but it will be a 3-point try for Allison Larson, who gets Ravenna on the board at the 3:31 mark. First foul of the game on either team. And we've got mass substitutions. Here comes Kennedy Hurt in for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic goes with the trifecta. They're going to bring in J.C. Norrie, Squires, and Keim. Keck and Wischmeyer stay in. The free throw, Larson, is up and good. So the three-point play in Ravenna is on the board, trailing 7-3 with 3.5 to go. Keck's going to bring it up, body it up on her. Is going to be Sklenar. Get it in the front court. Baseline jumper by Squires won't go. Ball batted around. We're going to get a jump. Each team had a handle on it for a moment, and then the tie-up between Ashlyn Fidelke and Ashley Keck. Keck has 5 boards already. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Lob it out top to Squires. Comes down the right side of the key. Overload there. Out to Keck. Trying to get it back into Squires, but Larson poked it away and comes away with the steal. Number 2 on the turnovers for Kearney Catholic is Fidelke. Pushes it up with the left hand. Ashlyn crosses over to the right. Takes Nori into the paint. Got bumped. And she'll go to the line and shoot 2. So Ashlyn Fidelke, the senior. Morgan, the sophomore. And the first foul of the game on J.C. Nori. A couple of free throws gets Ravenna right back in it after the slow start. Free throw good. A couple of basketball games tonight postponed, including Bertrand Highline and Overton Anselmo Myrna. Second free throw up, but it's good. Kearney girls are hosting Norfolk tonight. Varsity's a tip at 6:45. So the Stars score the first 7. Ravenna gets the next 5. Trying to bring it up on the double team is Keck. Not across the timeline, but Wischmeyer will come and take the pass, and they'll set up the half-court offense. Spread it out here against the Ravenna man-to-man. Squires out to the right wing. Moving pretty good right now, even without the basketball. Nori working on Hurt. Backdoor cut. Keim got batted away, and the turnover made. Just getting a hand on it that time, I believe, was Morgan Fidelke, and it forced the turnover. Ravenna has it with Fidelke, and driving in, Ashlyn has it knocked out of her hands by Keim. It's going to go out of bounds. As the first quarter moving along here at a pretty good pace on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jays will set up top circle. Larson dribbles to the elbow off a double screen to Fidelke for 3 in the lead. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound ripped down by Kennedy Hurt. First offensive board for the Jays, and they'll reset it here. Reverse it right side to Larson. Larson holds the ball. Kearney Catholic zoned out of the inbound, so they're still in it. Larson now trying to work in on Nori. Reverse it into the left-hand corner. Hurt tries baseline. Good job got by Keck. Her jumper from 10 won't go, and we got an over-the-back foul on Kearney Catholic. Morgan Fidelke with the rebound. Lexi Keim will be over the back. It will be Blue Jay ball underneath their own hoop. So Kearney Catholic got 7 in the first 3 minutes. Now they haven't scored in 3. And Ravenna didn't score till the 3:31 mark, and the three-pointer off the inbound is no good, and then the rebound gets deflected out of bounds. Went right by the shooter, Morgan Fidelke. About broke her ankle trying to go back and get it. And out of bounds it goes to Kearney Catholic. 7-5 Stars, 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. As Keck will bring it up. Make her go to the right hand. Keck dribbles into the double team, and then they leave the double team, and she's open, but she missed the shot. A little surprised that she was that open and kind of alligator armed it up there, and Sklenar will get the rebound. Into the front court, Hurt tries to make a bounce pass. Nobody there. Back out to Torrey for the 3, but it's in and out. No good. A little more bounce to the step of the Jays right now, and the ball's deflected out of bounds to Ravenna. Crazy first quarter so far, momentum-wise. It's not like we've got a ton of points, but to go on these long droughts. Here's Hurt for 3, and Kennedy nails it. Kennedy Hurt gives Ravenna the lead, 8-7, after they had been down 7-0 out of the chute. So now the Stars bring it across the timeline, and both teams want to press, so if they can make, they can press, and they want to get bunches of points at a time. Squires holding the ball, waiting for the cutter, gets it into Wischmeyer, not a lot of room, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds off of Ashlyn. And now the Stars have 4 turnovers. Again, turnovers leading to the lack of points. Ravenna had 4 early. Kearney Catholic's had 4 turnovers since they've scored. And now Nori and Reifenrath are going to come back in. Stars will put that zone pressure on as Hurt will throw it in for the Lady Jays. Kennedy, short pass to Ashlyn Fidelke. Back to Kennedy. Tries to get it to midcourt. It's deflected, but she got it back. Nice defense there by Liv Nori. Fidelke walked with the basketball, came across the timeline, and the Stars threw a double team at her real quick, and she couldn't step through it. So back over to the Stars with 55 seconds to go here in the first. They now trail 8-7. And J.C. Norrie tries to get it into Keim, threw it behind her, and it goes out of bounds. So Ravenna will take it out in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. As we said, Ravenna plays Southern Valley Thursday, then next Monday and Tuesday they're in the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. For Kearney Catholic, they host Hastings on Friday, and we'll have that for you. Saturday, the boys go over to the holiday tournament in Hastings. As Fidelke gets it to Sklenar, Torrey switches over, and as you can tell, put it off the glass and in. 10 in a row for Ravenna. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Norrie, J.C., throws behind her to Keim. And they're going to call a travel. Looked a little different. Ravenna fans yelled, got the whistle. And back into the ballgame, Cruzy for Keim. And the Jays will take it out in the backcourt with a half minute to go here in quarter number one. Now leading 10-7. Front court to Morgan Fidelke. Bounce pass to the baseline. Skelnar tries to throw down the line, and it's going to be tipped off the baseline by Squires, but picked up by Calder. Backdoor, they got it into Hurt. Hit the bottom of the rim, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Squires. Again, it was a well-executed play, just unable to finish. Kearney Catholic with 7 seconds. Here's Norrie. She comes into the paint, drives around two defenders, but the layup is no good, and that is the end of the first quarter as Kennedy Hurt gets the rebound. Then she tosses it three-fourths of the way, and it spins out. I didn't even think she was going to throw it down the floor, and it spun out. Stars scored the first 7. Ravenna gets the next 10. It's 10-7 Ravenna after one on Power 99.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
When it's cold out and you want a hearty, hot meal in a hurry, an enchilada dinner at Amigos is the answer. Meat and cheese enchiladas have been a fan favorite for all of our 40 years. And now, for a limited time, we're also offering a cream cheese chicken enchilada. All three are smothered in our slow-simmered homemade enchilada sauce, then served with rice and beans. And for some good news to finish out 2020, enchilada dinners are just $5 all of December at Amigos.
Back of the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here at Ravenna. Big thanks to the new AD, Tony Shermer, and the crew for their hospitality. Ravenna gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Larson kicks it out to Fidelke, then tries to get it back into her. It goes between the legs in the paint. It'll be taken away there by Liv Norrie. So that'll be the sixth turnover on Ravenna, each team with 6. 10-7, Lady Jays to start the second quarter. Bounce pass into Reifenrath, can't handle it, and out of bounds it goes. Each team turns it over on their opening possession here of the second quarter. Nobody has multiple buckets for Ravenna. Norrie has 5 of the 7 for Kearney Catholic. Each team 1 of 3 from three-point land. The difference, the 3-for-3 free throw shooting for Ravenna. Stars haven't been there yet. Ravenna hasn't committed a foul, or at least they haven't been called for one. Sklenar picks up her dribble, gets it into the left wing to Calder. Again, patient around the perimeter here against the Stars who have zoned it up. Driving baseline, cut off Morgan Fidelke. Now she's trapped, has lost her dribble, needs some help. Bounce pass out to Larson. Good job to find the open player to Sklenar for 3. It spins out, no good. Oh! Reifenrath got the rebound, and 2 Jays were on her back, and they all crashed to the floor. We are going to have an over-the-back foul called here on Ravenna. And that'll be the first foul of the game on the Jays. It's Morgan Fidelke. They popped right up, so it sounded and looked worse than apparently it was. That was a big crash. And the Stars throw it away on the inbound. Calder pulls up from 15 and just shoots it, but it's no good. And Keck will get her 6th rebound already of this basketball game. To Wischmeyer, guarded by Kennedy Hurt. Ball knocked away by Calder. It'll be Stars ball. Wischmeyer led the team in scoring most of last year, but they have really, the team so far, have defended her extremely well. Now Keck to throw it in to Cruzy at midcourt. Swing it over to the right wing to Keck. Keck with a couple of dribbles. Gives it over to Liv Norrie. Starting five on the floor for both teams. Reverse it to Wischmeier. Down on the block, Norrie to the free throw line. Reifenrath to Wischmeier. The Stars have not scored for over 6 minutes, and they're not going to score here as the bounce pass inside is picked off by Ashlyn Fidelke. Up the floor, right side. Sklenar stops on the right wing. Up top, Fidelke playing catch over here. Larson, don't have to worry about here from three-point range. Tries to lob it down low. Great pass. The turnaround jumper, though, won't fall for Torrey. Rebound brought down by Liv Norrie. Over the back foul. Going to be called on Kennedy Hurt. That'll be her first and the team second. And Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. The team hasn't scored in nearly 7 minutes. Luckily, they scored the first seven. But Ravenna is up 10-7. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
More basketball coming your way Thursday here on Power 99. Elm Creek will be at Minden, and on ESPN Tri-Cities, the Kearney boys will host Norfolk at around 6:45 Thursday. Out of the timeout, the Ravenna press is broken, and the Stars come across the timeline. Skip pass over on the left wing. Get it to Cruzy. Bounce pass to Wischmeier. Wide open, so she'll take a pretty deep three, but it's no good. Reifenrath tries to go over the top. Rebound brought down by Larson, and Cruzy reached in and fouled her. So Allison Larson with her first rebound, and Jenna with her first foul. Fourth team foul on the Stars, two all on Ravenna. So we have hit a scoring drought as the Jays will bring it up to Kennedy Hurt. And again, as we said, the plan is score, press, steal, score, press, steal. That's what both teams want to do, but they can't score to get the whole momentum thing going that way. Top of the circle, they'll get it to Larson. Bounce pass, high post, guarded there by Norrie. Kick it back out with that little triangle look, and the pass picked off. Trying to get it to Hurt, Norrie has it, and then she tries to go to Wischmeier and leads her too far, and out of bounds it goes. So it started clean enough, but both coaches just saying, we have got to take care of the basketball, which is part of the up-and-down game that they like to play, but way too many turnovers. The Stars with 10, the Jays with 7, and we've got 5.5 to go in the second quarter, and there's another one. Picking the pocket from the backside, Liv Norrie took it as they came across the timeline. Keck on the right wing against the Ravenna man-to-man. High post, right elbow with it is Reifenrath, and she's called for a travel. She was waiting for her teammate to back cut. It was well defended, so she took that extra half step, and that's what they dinged her on. Score update at the end of the first quarter in girls basketball. Adams Central 8, St. Paul 5 on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here it is still 10-7 Ravenna, and it has been for just under 6 minutes. Skip pass, Keck tips it away into the scorer's table. Both teams have used a timeout to try and readjust. Part of it's good defense, part of it just not being able to put the head down and attack the hoop. Stars zoned up, bounce pass into Sklenar. She attacks the hoop, but it rolls off the rim of the left hand, and the rebound brought down by Reifenrath. The third for Kyla, and Wischmeier will bring it across the timeline. Over to Keck, overload on the right wing. Trying to back screen here, and an offensive foul on an illegal screen on Reifenrath. As Keck did blow right by the defender, she set the screen but then stuck the hip out. And that'll be the first on Kyla. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, other games, what else is going on in the world of sports. The Tri-City Storm playing tonight in Des Moines. They'll face off here at 6:30. Kennedy Hurt across the timeline gives it off to Calder. Throwing over the top of the zone defense to Fidelke, back to Hurt. Bounce pass to the baseline. Kennedy's three-pointer were the last points that Ravenna or anybody has put on the board. Calder back to Hurt. Kennedy gets a chance at another three, and it's around and out. No good. Ball tipped around, and the rebound brought down by Kylie Syme, who has checked in for the Stars. Wischmeier, Keck, Syme. Also coming into the ball game is Lauren Marker. And you've got Liv Norrie with the basketball. There's a crossover into the paint. Takes it over Larson, and it still won't go. Larson held her ground. They fight for it on the ground. We're going to get a jump ball. Larson's down there, and so is Norrie trying to get the rebound. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. 4 minutes exactly to go here in the second quarter, and not a point has been scored in this second frame. This is a lot like what happened to the Stars Friday. Keck brings it in off the inbounds. Short arms it, no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes to put it back. It's blocked and taken away by Coulter. Great defensive play, and then the outlet is going to be thrown away by the Jays. 10-7. Kearney Catholic scored 7 points in the first 3 minutes. They haven't scored for over 9 minutes, and they're only down three. On the other side, the Jays haven't scored for over 6 minutes. Keck fakes the three. Got Coulter in there. Brings it into the paint. Good double team. Cut off there by Sklownar. Out for another three. Wischmeyer, it's no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Larson. Her outlet pass into the front court. Fidelke to Hurt. Wrap around. Wischmeyer was there. Wischmeyer was there the whole time and makes the steal. Number 10 in the turnover department for the Ravenna Lady Jays. J.C. Norrie down to the right block. Backing out of there is going to be Keck. Picked up by Coulter. Hands the basketball off to Wischmeyer. Guarded tightly by Fidelke, too tightly. Personal foul on a block here. Going to go against Morgan. That's her second. Player of the ball game with multiple fouls. Don't forget to nominate one of your great athletes for our Athlete of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet Service of Donovan. Our Athletes of the Month last month, Tyler Schleck to Adams Central, Haley Fleshman for Overton. Inbounds pass underneath the hoop. They're going to try to get it to Keck. She drives into the paint and is going to get grabbed as they double team. That double team of the Jays in the half court has been very, very good. The foul is on Ashlyn Fidelke, her first and the team's fourth. And the Stars will throw it in again. On the baseline, Lauren Marker lobs it out top for J.C. Norrie. Picked up in a man-to-man by Morgan Fidelke. Right side on the wing, outside the arc. They'll go to Keck, skip pass over to Marker. But the posts aren't going to be shooting out there. Down on the block, they'll get it. Left side, inside. Wischmeyer, she's fouled on a nice pass from Keck. And now Ashland will go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the evening for Kearney Catholic. The foul is on Coulter, her first. And a chance to chip some ice off of the rim here. The first free throw by Wischmeyer is up, and it is good. So Kearney Catholic gets the first point of the second quarter for either team at the 2:43 mark and breaks a scoring drought of over 7 minutes for both teams, and for Kearney Catholic, much longer than that. Second free throw now for Wischmeyer. On the way, and it's right through there. Now will the Stars put the pressure on? Yes, they will. 10-9 Ravenna, 2:43 to go, first half. Hurt draws the double team, throws over the top to Sklownar, drives the right side of the key, wraparound pass Larson, up in, and a foul. Allison Larson completed a three-point play in the first quarter, and she'll have a chance to do it again right here. The foul is on J.C. Norrie, her second. And Larson now to take that free throw. Couple of dribbles, and it's up and in. So 6 points now for Allison Larson, 2 for 2 at the line. Stars will bring Liv Norrie in for J.C., and Ravenna will slap the full court pressure back on. So a 4-point lead now for Ravenna as the inbounds comes to Wischmeyer. They try to clear it out for her. Ashland picked up here by Kennedy Hurt. A little late getting up the floor, but does one-on-one. Hurt, good defense, doesn't let her get by. Up top, Squires, a three-pointer for Cali. It's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Liv Norrie. Nobody was there. She put it up and in. Nobody picked up Liv Norrie, and she has 7 of the 11 points here for the Stars, and then a trip up as Kennedy Hurt brings it across the timeline. Looked like Cali Squires got her feet caught up just trying to go by her. She wasn't even really trying to guard her. And that will put the Jays into the 1-1. Hurt hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter, and she'll go to the line now to try and extend this Lady J lead. Second leading scorer on the team at just under 11 points. We'll get her fourth right here and earn a fifth. Hastings College basketball after the weekend. They're off until Sunday. UNK will play Friday at home. Huskers play the men not till 1 week from tonight. Second free throw up and in. And then later this week for the women after their loss last night to Creighton. 15-11 in favor of Ravenna. Across the timeline, Wischmeyer. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic so that they didn't turn it over. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ravenna 15, Kearney Catholic 11.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Masters True Value proudly supports all area athletes on and off the field. For great service after the sale, shop Masters True Value, East Highway 30, Kearney. Locally owned and operated, Andy and his crew are masters of all things hardware. Shop local for great service.
And get back to you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. Out of the Stars timeout. They'll get it front court to Callie Squires. Back out towards the center circle. Wischmeyer spread the floor here. Trying to get some spacing against this Blue Jay man-to-man. Keck back in. Give and go Wischmeyer. Right side of the key. Can't get it to go. Larson gets her fourth rebound. And Ravenna back on the offensive side of things with the right-hand dribble. Fidelke back cut hurt. Another wrap around to Coulter. And we get a foul. Ravenna's got about two plays that they're trying to execute on offense. And I talked about it in the first quarter, driving the right side of the block and not taking the layup, but wrapping it around. It gives them kind of a two-on-one every time, about 3 feet or 4 feet from the hoop. And then they wrap it around. And that gives the defender a chance to get the block. Kylie Syme had the foul. Coulter puts the front end of the one and one up. It is no good, but the offensive rebound is grabbed by Kennedy Hurt. She's trapped on the baseline. Everybody's on the baseline, but they get it into the paint, taking the shot. Keck is going to block it there by Sklenar, and coming out of there finally with it is Liv Norrie. Keck up the floor, looking to take it coast to coast. Gets cut off by Larson, leaves it off for Reifenrath. We get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Ravenna. Turnover number 12 for Kearney Catholic. 1:18 to go here before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Hurt trying to stay out of that trap. Keeps it in the backcourt to Coulter. Now to Kennedy, who finds Larson. Cutter a little late getting there, but once Coulter went through, she was open. They just didn't get her the ball. Now they'll open the floor up. Larson attacks right side of the key out to Coulter. Coulter for three and got it. Callie Coulter with her first bucket of the ball game. And a 7-point lead now for Ravenna. They were down 7-0. Now they're up 18-11. Keck down the middle of the floor, pulls up from six and got hit on the arm. And Ashley will go to the line to shoot two. Again, Kearney Catholic, one field goal in the last 12 minutes of this basketball game. They had trouble against Ord Friday, shook that off against Alliance Saturday. And the foul was called on Coulter, her second. And the free throw by Keck is no good. She'll have a second one coming. Checking into the ball game, Jenna Cruzy for Squires. And now the second free throw coming up for Ashley Keck. And the lefty shoves it up there and in right through for point number three of the ball game. And it is 18-12 Ravenna. 40 seconds to go before halftime. Ashlyn Fidelke handles the ball across the timeline to Coulter. One dribble by Callie. Swing it over to the right wing. Skelnar a long way out. So they'll go back over trying to get Hurt that look at a three. The ball knocked away. Steal made by Liv Norrie. Norrie around one, around two. Off balance, throws it up, no good. Keck with the follow, it's good. Ashley Keck following the play. And it's now 18-14, 20 seconds to go. Stars trying to do something here before halftime. Nearly a double dribble by the Jays. 12 seconds into the corner for the three-pointer. That is going to be no good for Torrey. And the rebound brought down by Reifenrath. Still time here for the Stars. 5 seconds. They lob it down the floor, though, and it gets deflected out of bounds. With 2 seconds to go, it'll stay Kearney Catholic ball. So they're just trying to set up an inbounds play and get the shot away. 2 seconds to go. Keck in the deep corner on the side. Tough to really get a good pass, although Cruzy is wide open, and they will lob it to Jenna. She gets it, fakes the three, and runs out of time. Didn't get a shot away, and that is halftime. Kearney Catholic was up 7-0. Ravenna was up 10-7 after one, and it stayed that way for 5 minutes and 17 seconds in the second quarter. And then both teams found a few points, including some from the free throw line. 18-14, the Lady Jays with the lead over the Lady Stars. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up next on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Let's do business in the Heartland. Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, the newest addition to the Platte Valley Auto Pony Express winning team. The largest selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around. Great deals happen here. Sales, service, parts and tires, collision center, and more. Come see why. We are the fastest growing auto stores in Central Nebraska. Great selection, Chevrolet Buick, Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. The only thing you need to know for all your automotive needs. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Pony Express, Chevrolet, Gothenburg, Minden, and now Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
And welcome back to Ravenna with our producer engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Thanks to Tony Shermer, the AD, and all the fine folks here at Ravenna. As always, the Ravenna Kearney Catholic game, the second Tuesday of December, and we are here at halftime of the girls game, 18-14, the Lady Jays. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. The boys game will be coming up next, and as we said, Kearney Catholic stacked with their top rotation off to a 3-0 start with an impressive 20-point win over C2 fourth-ranked Sutton on opening night, and then easy wins over Holdridge and Ord at home. And they'll have tested games this weekend when they take on Hastings on Friday, and we'll have that doubleheader for you. And then Waverly at 3 o'clock, we'll have that game for you Saturday from the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic over at Hastings College. We've got some good ones for you that start at 11 a.m. We'll mix and match the stations that our games are on, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. For Ravenna, they've really got about a 6-player rotation, and that might be being generous. They are not very deep. They're in kind of not a rebuild. They just don't have a lot of depth. And once they get past that first five, there's just not much to bring off the bench. And Trey Meath, just getting cleared to start practice, will not be playing tonight, according to Coach Hay, but that will help them out. And again, they have played a juggernaut so far. The three teams that they have played, in fact, count tonight's game. Their first four opponents are currently 14-0. So Ravenna playing Amherst, Ansley Litchfield, Burwell, and they played Ansley Litchfield pretty tough in their home opener back on Saturday, December the 5th, and then Southern Valley comes in here on Thursday, so it doesn't get any easier than the Pleasanton Holiday Tournament next Monday and Tuesday, and the 28th and 29th, as always, they'll host their own Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Other basketball going on tonight, Adams Central is taking on St. Paul on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. It is the Kearney girls hosting Norfolk. St. Cecilia welcomes in Ord. That should be a pretty good girls' basketball. In fact, they both should be pretty good basketball games. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Blue Hill. The Overton and Selma Myrna and Highline Bertrand games are postponed. Arcadia Loop City is playing at Amherst tonight. Sutton is at BDS. Minden is at Central City. We'll be in Minden Thursday night as the Whippets take on Elm Creek. And we will also have the Kearney High boys game on ESPN 1460 and our new 92.1 FM. If you haven't checked it out, ESPN Radio is now on 92.1 FM, giving you a stronger, clearer signal, especially in the evening hours. The College Football Playoff Committee has the same top four this week. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. Texas A&M is fifth. Iowa State is sixth. Then Florida, Georgia, and Cincinnati sets at number nine in the college football playoff standings. Indiana, who got COVIDed out again today, is 11th. Undefeated Coastal Carolina sets at 12th. Northwestern is 14th. And Northwestern will be playing Ohio State at the Big Ten Championship game Saturday at 11 on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, and the new 92.1 and 92.7 FM over in Hastings. Also want to let you know that we've got a variety of other things that going on with Husker football. They've moved the kickoff time again on Friday now to 6:30 on the Big Ten Network and the Breeze 94.5. So Friday night, the Husker football game at Rutgers is at 6:30. Halftime here, 18-14, Ravenna leading Kearney Catholic. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area athletes good luck in their competition. Stop into Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad Messersmith and Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913 or stop in their Elm Creek office at 121 North Tyler Street.
Let's take a look now at the first half stats of our ball game. First off with the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Ashley Keck, 5 points, 8 rebounds, and a block. Liv Norrie has 7 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And Ashlyn Wishmeyer hit a couple of free throws. Kylie Simon, Callie Squires each have a rebound. And Kyla Reifenrath, 4 rebounds. 7 points in each quarter at the half. 14 points, 18 rebounds. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 1 of 6 from three-point land. 2 block shots, 12 turnovers. J.C. Norrie, the only player with multiple fouls. She has 2. 2.5 minutes to go here in the halftime, and Ravenna has just come on the court. The Stars have yet to come out of the locker room. For Ravenna, Tori Skelnar has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Morgan Fidelke, 2 rebounds. Allison Larson has 6 points, 4 rebounds. Ashlyn Fidelke, a couple of free throws and a rebound. Callie Colder, a three-pointer, a rebound and a block. Kennedy Hurt, 5 points and 3 rebounds. 10 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second at the half. Ravenna, 18 points, 13 rebounds. 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. 2 of 8 from three-point land. 1 block shot and 11 turnovers. Foul situation, Morgan Fidelke and Callie Colder each have 2. The 3-1 Ravenna Lady Jays lead the 2-2 Kearney Catholic Lady Stars at the half by a score of 18-14. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is coming your way next on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
If you're looking for that perfect pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Tim's Auto in Kearney for the finest pre-owned vehicles around. Want to talk hassle-free? See Tim and his sales team. For a hassle-free car purchase, you'll be in and out with your quality pre-owned vehicle in no time. Financing is always available. Tim's Auto, 825 East 25th Street in Kearney. Voted best in Kearney 6 years and counting. Tim's Auto is a proud sponsor of today's broadcast and wish the area student athletes good luck in the competition.
with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you as we are getting ready for the start of the second half in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here in Ravenna, bringing you tonight's area Buffalo County matchup. And Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Hopefully the snow and ice didn't get you, but there are some in the ditch. And Kearney Towing and Repair wants to make sure that you don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. We are ready to get the third quarter underway. Kearney Catholic will get the basketball, trailing 18-14. Off the screen, Cruzy. Let's see what both teams did. Extended time in the locker room. Pass goes off of a knee. Ravenna can't quite pick it up, and Wishmeyer has it. High post, they get it to Keck. Keck puts it on the floor in the paint, takes the one-hand jumper. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Sklenar, her third. Right idea, though, by the Stars. They need to take advantage of a little bit of height that they have here as an advantage. Top of the circle with it is Fidelke. Off the screen to Coulter. Back up top, Kearney Catholic, man-to-man. They've switched between man and zone. Down low, Larson over Reifenrath, and she'll score. So both teams wanted to get it inside, and both teams did. The difference is Ravenna is able to convert, and they lead it by 6, 20-14. Stars to Cruzy in the right-hand corner, up to Reifenrath. Backdoor cut to Jenna. She brings it in. There's contact. They're going to call a charge. Ravenna knew it was coming, and Morgan Fidelke slid over there and took the charge. And that'll be the second on Jenna Cruzy. First foul of the half on either team. It's a close bang-bang. All kinds of things could have happened there. Offense, defense, or just let it go. And Ravenna turns it over on the inbound. Wishmeyer with the steal into Keck in the paint. Five-footer off the rim. Just no arch on it. It just rolls off that back of the rim. And Larson will pull down her fifth rebound. We've seen that on both sides. Once they get in there, they just throw it up. They don't shoot it. They throw it up. And a steal again. Wishmeyer comes out of there with it. Ball takes a funny hop, but she's able to corral it and get it to Keck and settle it down. Top of the circle, Reifenrath. Kyla, one dribble. Looked for the cutter, but good defense by Coulter. Keck out in the corner, and she will hit a three-pointer. Ashley Keck with 8 points now, and the second three of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. And a travel on Ravenna. And that'll bring Coach Malsby off the bench. They were able to score right away, and now three straight turnovers for the Lady Jays. 20-17, Ravenna with a three-point lead, 90 seconds into the third quarter. Keck on the right wing. Coulter now comes out and respects that three, makes her back up a little. Skip pass over to the left wing to Nori, who got off to a good start. Crossover of the double team, try to get it to Keck, but right in the way is Ashlyn Fidelke, and she'll get the steal. Ravenna can't run. Numbers aren't there. Ashlyn at the top of the circle over to Larson on the left wing. Coulter cuts in, sets a back screen. They'll go up top, thought maybe reverse it. And they will, but now everybody's back to where they need to be. Fidelke up top, left wing Ashlyn. Looking for some room in the corner. Ball slapped away by Liv Norrie, and Wishmeyer will pick it up. Four straight turnovers for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Three-pointer, Keck, and she hits two in a row, and we're tied. That one from the top of the key. Timeout, Ravenna. So sometimes they come in bunches. It's definitely not a high-scoring game, but back-to-back threes from Ashley Keck ties it 20-20. 5:32 to go, third quarter. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And out of the Ravenna timeout, Kennedy Hurt comes into the ball game. They'll get it across the timeline. She's tied up. The hero points the way of Ravenna. 20-20 with 5:21 to go, third quarter. here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hurt with it on the right side of the key. Picks her dribble up, so they try to double her. Needs some help. Calder right next to her takes it. Stars didn't even have to move defenders. The pass was 6 inches apart. Now they'll get it up top to Morgan Fidelke. Right side of the key to Hurt. Hurt open three, and that's going to bang off the rim a little short, but a backside rebound is grabbed by Tori Sklenar. Averages 13 a game, has just one bucket. Back in the first quarter, backdoor lob looking for Larson, but Wischmeyer fills the lane and tips it out of bounds. So good defense, really both sides. I mean, the Stars had to hit a pair of threes here to start the quarter. They packed it in on them. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Fidelke, Morgan to throw it in. Off a couple of screens, top of the key, wide open three for Hurt, just a touch strong, and the rebound brought down by Liv Norrie. That's exactly the play they want, set up that three. Here's Norrie pull up, 19-footer, her foot was on the line, doesn't matter, didn't go. And Kennedy Hurt will grab her fourth rebound. Here come the Jays, 20-20, scoring on their first possession, but nothing in the last 2.5 minutes. Here's a right elbow jumper by Morgan Fidelke, no good. Players going for it, end up on the floor. Out of bounds, last touch by Carney Catholic. Ooh, and Skelnar might have twisted an ankle. She's not popping up right away. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations near you. Oh, I think maybe she bonked her head. She got up. She's wobbly. We may not see her the rest of the ball game. This is going to be a concussion-type situation here for Tori Sklenar. So Sklenar to the bench. And again, Coach Habe not overly deep. Really, six players is about he's looking for. So they'll bring her to the bench. And I'm not sure we've got the trainer here tonight. If so, they're not in the gym at the moment. So it is Ravenna with the basketball. And the ball goes through their hands and out of bounds. Morgan Fidelke cut just as little sis threw it, or big sis threw it to her. And it was behind her and out of bounds. Five turnovers in the quarter, 16 in the game for Ravenna. One in the quarter, 13 in the game for Kearney Catholic. And Jenna Cruzzi brings it up on Kennedy Hurt, right side. There's that high post. Reifenrath, cutter's not there, so Kyla takes the shot, no good. Rebound by Keck. Keck spins to the right block. Good defense, Coulter. Makes her give it up top to Wischmeyer. Into Reifenrath. Back out, Keck. Ball fake three. Left-hand dribble, can't get inside. Skips it to the corner, Wischmeyer. And they're going to call Ashland for a quick little first step, apparently, and travel with the basketball. That was in the very far corner. Couldn't see her feet from here. And it will be back to Ravenna. J.C. Norrie in for Kearney Catholic as well. And Ravenna throws it over the top here, looking for some points. We've had some major droughts for both teams in this game. At 20-20, it is Larson out of the right side of the key. Outside the arc, they'll reverse it to Morgan Fidelke. Find Hurt. Kennedy drives the left baseline. Puts up a switch hand off the glass and in. I think she wanted to pass it to a teammate. Nobody was there, so she just flipped it up there and scored. And she now has 7. At the other end, Cruzy's going to try a 3. No good. Keck elevates, gets the rebound, and is fouled on the putback. Some Ravenna fans wanted it over the back, but Keck just simply taller than the player that was in front of her. And one up top, foul on Larson will be her first, and that's the first foul of the half on Ravenna. Keck is 1 of 2 at the line, has 2 threes in this quarter. That's all their points. And the free throw good. And Kearney Catholic now back on, or no, excuse me, down by 1, 22-21. Chance to tie it up. Callie Squires comes in, and so does Lexi Kime for Kearney Catholic. Keck at the line, and then you've got J.C. Norrie and Ashlyn Wischmeyer out here. Second free throw, Keck, and it's good. Has all 8 of the Kearney Catholic points here, 13 in the game, and we are tied 22-22 with 3:10 to go in the third. Jays, Blake the press, get it to the top of the key. Larson goes down baseline, nothing there. Out to Hurt to Fidelke, playing catch on the right wing. Coulter, top of the circle, Stars are in the zone now. Working it around the perimeter. Now Coulter gets it in the paint. Squires got a finger on the shot. Callie Squires with the block shot. And Wischmeyer will come out of there with it. And here come the Stars looking for the lead. Keck dribbles into a double team. Off to Norrie. She'll penetrate into the paint. Draws the double team to Kime, who walked. That's the takeoff before you dribble move. And we see that from time to time. The defender's on you so close, you go, I know what I'm supposed to do. And then forget that you do need to put the ball down. So back to the Jays. 22 all. Kohler into the front court. Hurt pulls up. Decides to hit the trailer in Fidelke. Back over to Kennedy on the left wing. Drive to the low block. Drop the basketball. It was tipped away, they say. Now Fidelke comes into the paint. Finds Larson. She goes up. Lost the handle. Out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. Keck was going for the steal, and their feet got tangled up. Keck just kind of fell down on the basketball. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Pleasanton, and the inbounds pass. Nobody covered the cutter. Kennedy Hurt, and she banks in a five-footer from straight away. Hurt has 4 of the 6 points in this quarter, 9 of the game, and Ravenna back on top, 24-22. Of course, not only are you listening on Power 99, but PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Lexington, Holdridge, and Lincoln. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wishmeyer on the weak side, left side, tries the baseline. Fidelke cuts her off. Outlet pass, knocked out of bounds by Coulter, and the Stars will have to throw it in again. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining as we get closer to the fourth quarter here. 1:54 in the third, 24-22. Ravenna, inbounds pass goes over Callie Squires, but it's out towards midcourt, and Wishmeyer runs it down. So the Stars hit the cutter. Keck in the paint, forces it up. They're going to call the foul on Coulter. Blocking foul on Callie. And that will be her third. First player in the game with 3 fouls. Fouls have not been an issue for really either team, and Keck will go to the line and shoot 2. The lefty buries the first one. All 9 points in the quarter from Ashley Keck, and again, not a two-point bucket. Kearney Catholic's had 2 two-point buckets since the 5-minute mark of the first quarter, and somehow are tied in this ball game as Keck hits the second one. 24-24, Ashley's 5 of 6 at the line. Coulter throws over the top, deep down the floor to Hurt. Nice pass inside. Keck blocks the shot of Allison Larson, and then it goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Kearney Catholic. The Ravenna fans don't like it. It was one of those block shots that looked violent. It was blocked so hard that it just came screaming down to the floor, and then it bounced off Ravenna and out of bounds. So not only didn't they get a foul, they didn't get the ball, and Ravenna not happy. Here comes Keck. They clear it out for her. She's feeling it, brings it in the paint. Turnaround jumper from 5 all the way around and won't go. Coulter with the rebound. Up the floor, Fidelke around Squires. Layup good. Foul Squires. Callie tried to reach in and poke it away and instead got the arm on the way up for Ashlyn Fidelke. And a chance at a 3-point play. That's the first bucket of the ball game. And every time the Stars tie it up, it seems like Ravenna gets right back down and gets that go-ahead bucket. And the free throw attempt. On the way and good. So another 3-point play executed here the old-fashioned way by Ravenna. Baseball pass down the floor. Norrie and late getting there, a foul on Allison Larson. Kearney Catholic hasn't really thrown the ball deep very often, and it caught Ravenna a little flat-footed. So the Stars now underneath their own hoop. They'll go vertical along the baseline. Lob it up top of the key to Keck. Working on Coulter, who has 3 fouls, and puts it off the window and in. And Ashley Keck, again, just the third 2-point bucket since early in the first. And we're tied, or 27-26. Hurt coast to coast, gets a blocking foul as the Stars slid over a little late. And Kennedy will go to the line and shoot 2. And the foul will be on Keck. That'll be her second. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece with exactly 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Masker, Klein, Maracek, your officiating crew tonight. Hurt's free throw is good. And Reifenrath comes in for J.C. Norrie here with a minute to go in the third quarter of play. Second free throw on the way, and it is too strong. With the rebound, comes out long. Larson has it, puts it up and in. And they get it, another 3-pointer, and the Kearney Catholic Stars just about turn it over on the inbounds. 30-26, 50 seconds to go. Keck into the corner, Wishmeyer spot up 3. Ashlyn can't buy one tonight. And the rebound brought down by Hurt, and Ravenna trying to make a run here at the end of the quarter. Outlet to Fidelke, up and in. Ashlyn makes it a 6-point game. 6 quick ones here for Ravenna. Still 30 seconds to go. Keck leaves it off for Cruzy, fakes the 3, dribbles towards the right side of the lane, nowhere to go, cut off by Hurt. 25 seconds to go. Skip pass over to Cruzy. Ball fake. Tries the baseline. Has the screen. Puts it up. No good. Ends up on the floor. Ball's on the floor. It's loose. Larson will grab it. Outlet pass to Hurt. Wischmeyer can't stop her. And Kennedy Hurt scores. 8 seconds still to go. Wischmeyer up the floor. Into the corner. Cruzy. Cruzy's got a force of 15-footer. It's no good. And what an end to the third quarter for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They score 7 points in the final minute and now have the biggest lead of the game for either team. Ravenna 34, Kearney Catholic 26. You're listening to high school basketball on Power 99.
Master's True Value proudly supports all area athletes on and off the field. For great service after the sale, shop Master's True Value, East Highway 30, Kearney. Locally owned and operated, Andy and his crew are masters of all things hardware. Shop local for great service.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
In tonight's girls' action, Kearney leading Norfolk 7-2 at the end of the first quarter. Holdridge pounding Sandy Creek at the end of 3, 51-8. Here it is Kearney Catholic with the ball to start the fourth quarter, trying to get back off the mat as a 15-footer for Cruzy is short. Hits the front of the iron. The rebound brought down by Kennedy Hurt. Kearney Catholic just not hitting jump shots at all. Again, Ravenna scored 7 points in the final minute, and now a three-pointer by Fidelke hits the front of the iron. No good. Her defender had fallen down, so she took the shot. Rebound brought down by Liv Norrie. 34-26 as we're just underway in the fourth quarter. The largest lead of the game, 8. Reifenrath, free throw line. Ravenna with the lead. Off in the corner to Wischmeyer. Back up top into the ball game. Lauren Marker to start the quarter to Liv Norrie. Norrie, pass behind Wischmeyer and out of bounds. That'll be the 16th turnover for Kearney Catholic. There are also 16 on Ravenna. St. Paul at the end of the third quarter leading Adams Central's girls 27-16 on 1230 KHAS. Centura girls leading Central Valley at the half 26-12. Trouble in the backcourt. Now Hurt gets some help up to Colder. A quick shot straight away from 10. No good. Offensive rebound by Larson. Her 8th. Has to dribble out of there. She was behind the hoop to Colder on the right elbow. Up top, Hurt. Got to look at a 3 over the zone. It's no good. Rebound hits the floor, and Reifenrath will grab it. Kennedy Hurt has 12, and Allison Larson has 10 for Ravenna. For Kearney Catholic, all their points in the half have been for Keck, who starts the quarter on the bench. She had 12 in that quarter. Three-pointer by Marker rolls around, and it's no good. Larson with another board. We've had numerous droughts throughout this game. 4, 5, 9-minute droughts and a turnover for Ravenna. Now Keck will check back in with 6:20 to go in a basketball game. And there's been no score in the fourth quarter. It is still 34-26. So the Stars have Keck, Marker, Liv Norrie, Cruzy, and Wischmeyer on the floor. For the Blue Jays, they have Hurt in as a cut to right side, layup, Wischmeyer. They've been trying that play all game, and finally it works. First bucket for Ashlyn Wischmeyer. She's got 4 points. Only 3 Kearney Catholic Stars have scored. Keck has 17, 7 for Norrie, and 4 now for Wischmeyer. 34-28, Ravenna deep left-hand corner, Hurt. And again, Tori Sklenar banged her head. She's still on the bench. She looks okay, but she may not play the rest of the night. And the good news, the Jays really went after it when she got hurt. Top of the key. Fidelke, Morgan, three-pointer is good. The first bucket of the ball game for Morgan Fidelke. The first three and a half for Ravenna. They're now 3 of 13 from downtown. The Stars are 3 of 11. Here's Norrie trying to answer with a three, and it's in and out, no good. Kennedy Hurt is fouled by Jenna Cruzy. That's the seventh board for Hurt. And we are going to have a timeout on the floor. Kearney Catholic again. 5:20 to go in a basketball game, and Ravenna leads at 37-28. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
At your friendly Friese & Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friese & Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FrieseAndFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friese & Ford team.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Again, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic at Hastings College begins at 11 a.m. with Amherst-Sandy Creek on Friday. Five games on Power 99. The evening games then will be on the breeze as Coulter attacks and scores. The Stars trying to overplay the ball, and Ravenna handled it. And Kelly is able to get her second bucket of the ball game, and it's now an 11-point lead as Keck tries to go coast-to-coast. They're going to grab her. Foul on the play. Before a shot, and it's going to be on Callie Coulter, and that'll be her fourth. Stars to throw it in. Marker gets it to Keck, double team, tries to get it out top to Cruzy, and Cruzy just went right by her. Then luckily for the Stars, it got tipped by Kennedy Hurt when it went into the backcourt, so the Stars have it. Marker in the left-hand corner looks at the 13-footer. It's going to be off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Morgan Fidelke. And right now, if Ravenna doesn't turn the ball game over, they look to be in incredible shape. Kearney Catholic hasn't shown that they're going to go on any runs here tonight. Top of the circle, Ashlyn Fidelke drives, leaves it off to Hurt. Hurt left baseline, the runner from seven, no good. Tried to get her own rebound. Loose on the floor, and Keck will pick up the loose ball. She's got the double-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds to Cruzy. Coast-to-coast, Coulter can just stand there, and Cruzy over the top. And scores, and we have an injury. Cruzy with her first bucket, just the fourth star to score, and Ashlyn Wishmeyer is going to come out of the ball game. And I don't know if she jammed her finger or broke, like split a nail, but that's what they're looking at. They're going to take her out. And in for the first time, the freshman Avery Mandernack to replace her. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And probably going to try to find some tape. Looks like it might be a nail. They break the press. Ravenna gets it underneath for the layup, and they foul Larson. Chance at a three-point play. She's already done that twice. And the foul is on Ashley Keck. And those are all the cardinal sins of the press there for Kearney Catholic. They got by you, they scored, and then you also commit the foul. So Larson now with a dozen points. She's a board shot in the double-double. And the free throw this time is no good, and Mandernack will run down the rebound. 41-30, Ravenna leads it. Keck, they kind of leave her alone, takes a 14-foot jumper too strong. Rebound, Kennedy Hurt is tied up by Keck. The arrow points the way of Ravenna, so it does change the arrow. Hurt with 8 boards and 12 rebounds. Couple of solid individual performances, and then you look at the defense. You don't always have those stats. Full court pressure. They finally get it into Fidelke, about double dribbled up to Hurt. Hurt runs into Keck, who now needs somebody to help her, and a timeout will be called right in front of the bench. Good call there by Coach Malsby. He had three to use. He'll use one here. 3:34 to go in the ball game. Timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Ravenna Lady Jays 41, Kearney Catholic 30.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Doug Duda back with you here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3.5 to go in our girls game, and Ravenna in charge, 41-30, a 7-0 run in the final minute of the third quarter, the key moment of this basketball game. Now the Jays just need to take care of the ball. Hurt uses up her dribble out of the timeout, looking for Fidelke. Ashland will come and take it. Backside, nobody covered Coulter. Mandernack slides over now. She takes the pass. Up top to Hurt. Again, the Jays playing without Tori Sklenar since midway through the third quarter. After banging her head on a loose basketball, lob it in. Larson lays it up and in. Allison Larson now with 14 points. And Ravenna, our seeds to success. One of the things we could have talked about or did talk about at halftime was both teams want to get it inside. Norrie for three. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Larson. And there's the double-double. Ravenna has gotten it inside. And Kearney Catholic, when they do, haven't scored. Still driving Morgan Fidelke. Put it up, no good. Larson over the top. No foul. Keck's able to clear the rebound. And a little contact in there. Outlet pass to Norrie. They were hanging on Keck, so she swung the arms a little bit. And we're going to get a foul call here on Ravenna. And again, a situation now where Ravenna has to be careful. The one thing you don't want to do is start committing fouls, putting Kearney Catholic at the line. You've got this game 43-30 with 2.5 to go. Reifenrath comes in for Kearney Catholic. The foul will be on Ashlyn Fidelke, her second. Five team fouls each way. 43-30, the largest lead of the game. Ravenna up by 13. Keck to throw it in. Backside covered. Up top, they'll find Wishmeyer. Fighting through the screen to cover is Ashlyn Fidelke. So Wishmeyer has to back it out. Now sees some room in the paint. Backdoor bounce passes behind Liv Norrie. We've got a rugby scrum. We've got a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So they'll try it again, but clock is winding. Boys game will be next. We'll get going around 7:40-ish, it looks like. Wishmeyer to throw it in to Keck. Back out to Cruzy. They're trying to set a screen and get Wishmeyer open for a three. They do. She's open. She shoots it. It's no good. Six straight misses. Offensive rebound. Reifenrath. That is the first bucket of the ball game for Kyla. We talked about that inside. And that's one of the things they couldn't get. And now breaking the press, but Keck comes down and blocks the shot of Larson, and then out of bounds. Larson was. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Good hustle as Ashley Keck gets her third blocked shot. Our seeds to success are brought to you by Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile. Pioneer.com on your smartphone. Keck up top, but only a minute 40 to go, an 11-point lead. Ravenna off the screen, give and go. Reifenrath, 7-footer in between, didn't know whether to bank it or not, and it didn't go. The rebound brought down by Callie Coulter. And now Ravenna, no need to shoot the basketball. They need to run clock with 90 seconds to go on an 11-point lead. Still running that offense. Hand it off here to Morgan Fidelke. Stars trying to overplay the ball in a man-to-man so that they can get the steal. Coulter comes out, brings Reifenrath out of the paint with her. Norrie on Fidelke. Ashland got by her, and before she makes the pass, she's fouled. The foul on Liv Norrie, her first sixth team foul, so still no free throws, and now J.C. Norrie is going to check in. Ravenna going to go to 4-1, the Stars to 2-3 in about a minute and 6 seconds here. Ashlyn Fidelke to throw it in into the corner to Morgan. And she does the smart thing and just dribbles it out top back over to Ashlyn. Top of the key to Kennedy Hurt. Stars are zoning up here and electing not to foul. 55 seconds to go. And there's the foul. Liv Norrie gets her second. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Ashlyn Fidelke. She is 3 for 3. The team is 8 of 11 so far in the basketball game from the free throw line. So after trailing 7-0, Ravenna found their wings, and now they're doing well. They were actually up 10-7 at the end of the first quarter, scoring 10 in a row. Then we had that massive drought in the second quarter. Free throw is good by Ashland. She'll get the bonus. Second free throw is on the way, and it, too, is good. 45-32. J.C. Norrie up the floor with 45 seconds to go. The New West postgame show coming up. Final stats, and then we'll get you into the boys' game. Cruzy into the corner to Norrie. Norrie, ball on the floor. Pulls up from 15, lets it fly, no good. Rebound comes right back towards her, but Allison Larson boxes her out and makes the steal. And now Ravenna with 30 seconds to go. And I think you're just going to see Ravenna kill the clock and Kearney Catholic let them. They're going to try to defend them, but I don't think they're going to foul here in a 13-point game. Ball almost stolen away by Norrie. She's staying after it, and there she reaches in and commits the foul, going for the steal. That'll send Morgan to the line to shoot the 1-1 with 14 seconds remaining. And checking in for Kearney Catholic, here's Lydia Cottle. Wishmeyer, by the way, did come back into the game after that injury to her, either jammed a finger or a nail split. Holdridge girls, no problem with Sandy Creek. They're a winner tonight as the free throw is up and in by Morgan. 4 points. And the second free throw now for the sophomore, Morgan Fidelke, on the way. And it's good. So all 5 of her points here in the fourth quarter. And 15-point ball game. Final possession here for the Stars. Liv Norrie swings it over to J.C. Wide open three. Now takes a dribble. 15-footer no good. Rebound fought for. Put back up at the buzzer by Cruzy. And that is it, as it does not go in. And the final score, the Ravenna Lady Jays 47 and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 32. Coming up next, the New West postgame show with all the final stats. Keep it here on Power 99.
Masters True Value proudly supports all area athletes on and off the field. For great service after the sale, shop Masters True Value, East Highway 30, Kearney. Locally owned and operated, Andy and his crew are masters of all things hardware. Shop local for great service.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2021 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Taigas and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons. The biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Instead, contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Barney Insurance, trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue N and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Time down for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final stats for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They were led by Ashley Keck. Double-double, 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Liv Norrie, 7 points, but those were all pretty early in the game. 6 rebounds and a block. Ashlyn Wishmeyer, 4 points. Avery Mandernack had a rebound. Jenna Cruzy, 2 points and a rebound. Kylie Syme, a rebound. Callie Squires, a rebound and a block. And Kyla Reifenrath, 2 points, 7 rebounds. 18 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 4 in the second half. Those were all Keck there in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. The Stars missed their final 6 turnovers. Both teams actually did take better care of the ball in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 12 in the first half. I had them for only 4 in the second half. The Stars had 14 points at halftime, 18 points in the second half, and they finished with 32 points, 30 rebounds, 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, 16 turnovers. The Lady Stars are now 2-3 on the season, and they will be back home to take on a solid Hastings ball club on Friday night here on our Platte River Prep radio stations, and then they will go to Boone Central 1 week from tonight. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, Tori Sklenar didn't play the last quarter and a half after thumping her head, diving for a loose basketball. She stayed on the bench, so I think she'll be okay and hopefully will be ready to go for their next game. 2 points, 4 rebounds. Morgan Fidelke, all 5 of her points in the fourth quarter, 3 rebounds. Allison Larson, a good game tonight, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Ashlyn Fidelke, 9 points, 1 rebound. She was 5 of 5 at the line. Callie Coulter, 5 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Kennedy Hurt, 12 points, 8 rebounds in the contest. 13 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 7 in the first half and 6 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Ravenna was up 18-14 at the half. They scored 29 points in the second half. The key, that 7-0 run in the last minute of the third quarter to go from a 1-point lead to a 34-26 lead in the fourth, which they would not relinquish. 47 points, 30 rebounds. 12 out of 15 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block, 17 turnovers. Ravenna now 4-1 on the season with a 47-32 victory, and they will host Southern Valley on Thursday night before playing in the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament next Monday and Tuesday. We will take a short break, be back in about 15 minutes to get you ready for the boys' game. You've got a state-rated second-ranked ball club here in Kearney Catholic, and you've got another undefeated team that Ravenna will have to play this evening. So they've definitely been tested. Will the rivalry be enough to help them keep it close here this evening? This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Power 99. More basketball coming up.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.